في كتاب الحج. We started yesterday talking about pilgrimage. وقلنا يجب الحج والعمرة في العمر مرة. We said that it is an obligation to go to al-Hajj once in one's life and likewise for al-Umrah. قلنا هذا واجب على المسلم الحر المكلف المستطيع بما يوصله ويرده إلى وطنه فاضلا عن دينه ومسكنه وكسوته اللائقين به ومؤنة من عليه مؤنته مدة ذهابه وإيابه. We said that this obligation is upon every free Muslim, every accountable free Muslim, if he is able to go to Al-Hajj and then come back to his hometown. يعني that is if he has something in excess to do that, if he has enough to do that in excess of his debt, shelter, clothing, food, and the obligatory support that he needs to afford to those whom he is obligated to support for the time of his absence to fulfill al-Hajj and al-Umrah. وقلنا إن المرأة لا يجب عليها الحج إلا أن تجد محرما أو نسوة ثقات ولو واحدة امرأة واحدة تذهب معها. If you remember, we said also that the woman is not obligated to go to al-Hajj except if there is a mahram who goes with her or other women, a group of women who are trustworthy, or even one trustworthy woman, that she can, if she cannot find a group, then one trustworthy woman that she can go with her. إن لم تجد محرما ولا نسوة يجوز لها أن تذهب وحدها ولا يجب. If she cannot find a محرم, a non-marriageable man to go with, or other woman to go with, then she can. It is permissible for her to go alone, but she is not obligated to go to Al-Hajj. طيب كل هذا كنا نذكره عند الكلام عن الاستطاعة أليس كذلك. All of this we mentioned when we were talking about what does it mean to be able to go. وقلنا الاستطاعة نوعان, استطاعة حسية واستطاعة معنوية. If you remember, we said that there are two kinds of abilities, one physical and the other one by judgment. ثم فسرنا الاستطاعة المعنوية أو الحكمية بهذا, بأن تجد المرأة محرما. And then we explained the ability by judgment by saying that the woman would have a mahram to go with her, etc. So تذكرون, do you remember all of this? Okay, good. خلونا نكمل. Let us continue then. هذه الاستطاعة التي تكلمنا عنها أمس تسمى الاستطاعة بالنفس. This ability which we discussed yesterday is called for one to be able by himself or herself, by oneself, by one's person. For one to be able by one's person. وهناك استطاعة أخرى تكون بالغير. يكون الشخص مستطيعا بغيره لا بنفسه. But sometimes one has the ability to perform al-hajj, not by one's person, but through other than one's person. وَذَلِكَ فِي الْمَعْضُوبِ الْمَعْضُوبِ هُوَ الْمَقْطُوعِ يعني الَّذِي بِسَبَبِ الْمَرَضِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يَحُجِّ. لا يستطيع أن يذهب إلى الحج بنفسه لا ماشيا ولا راكبا. This ability through someone else or by someone else is when someone is sick to the point that he cannot go to perform al-hajj pilgrimage by himself, neither walking nor riding. He cannot. هذا إن كان يستطيع أن ينيب عنه من يحج عنه عليه أن يفعل. This person, if he is able to authorize someone, if he is able to delegate someone else to perform al-hajj on his behalf, he has to do so. ولا بد أن يكون هذا الذي ينيبه قد حج عن نفسه. لا يصح أن يحج الشخص عن غيره من غير أن يكون قد حج عن نفسه. This person whom he delegates needs to be someone who already made al-hajj. He cannot he cannot perform al-hajj on behalf of someone else if he did not already perform al-hajj for himself. معنى هذا أنه إن لم يجد من يحج عنه إلا بأجرة وكان واجدا لهذه الأجرة عليه أن يدفع له ذلك. This means if he cannot find anyone to perform al-hajj on his behalf except someone who's asking for a fee to do that, then he needs to pay that fee. If he is able to. He doesn't say, I don't want to pay money for someone to make al-hajj on my behalf. If he is able, he needs to do so. Because now he is able to perform al-hajj through someone else. لأن الحج عمل تصح فيه النيابة في مثل هذه الحال. Because al-hajj is an act of worship that can be performed in some cases through other people, through another one, as in this case. أما الصلاة مثلا فلا تصح فيها النيابة. As for praying, for example, one cannot pray by someone else, through someone else. It does not work. ويفهم مما ذكرناه قبل أن الشخص إذا لم يجد مالا زائدا على دينه، إذا لم يجد ما يكفيه للحج زائدا على دينه لا يجب عليه الحج. It is understood from what we said previously that if one does not have something in excess of his basic needs to perform al-hajj, something in excess of his debts also to perform al-hajj, then he is not obligated to go to al-hajj. وسواء في ذلك أكان الدين حالا أو مؤجلا. This judgment applies whether the debt is due or not. يعني this means one needs to have something in excess of his debts even if those debts are not due for Hajj, for pilgrimage to be an obligation upon this person. وسواء كان الدين لإنسان أم كان دينا لله تعالى. Whether this debt that he needs to pay is something that he owes to another person or something that he needs to pay because Allah obligated him to pay it. كالزكاه, like الزكاه. فإذا كان على الشخص مقدار من الزكاه عليه أن يدفعه وليس عنده ما يكفي للحج مما يزيد على هذا الدين, دين الله تعالى هذا لا يجب عليه الحج. So if someone has to pay a certain amount of zakah which he did not pay in the past, so if he did not pay it in the past, he still has to pay it. And he does not have enough to perform pilgrimage in what is in excess of this amount of zakah due on him, then al-hajj is not an obligation upon him. He is not obligated to perform al-hajj. ويفهم مما ذكرناه قبل أنه لا بد أن يكون ما يحج به فاضلا عن مسكنه. And as you remember also, we said that if one does not have in excess of his, if he does not have enough to perform al-hajj in excess of his lodging, of his shelter, then al-hajj is not an obligation upon him. هذا المسكن الذي نريده هنا لا يشترط أن يكون ملكا. When we mention shelter here or lodging, we do not mean that he needs to own a house. لو كان عنده مسكن بالإيجار وهو قادر على هذا الأمر يعمل عملا يغل له ما يكفيه لمسكنه على يعني بحسب الظاهر على الاستمرار الذي هو يسكنه بالإيجار فهذا يعد واجدا للمسكن. So if one has a job and from this job he can rents a house, and apparently he can keep renting it in the future, then such a person is considered that he has lodging. So if he has in excess of that, what is enough to perform al-hajj, then he has to do it. ويعتبر في المسكن والكسوة اللذين ذكرناهما أن يكونا لائقين به. We mentioned the clothing, we mentioned the shelter. What we mean by the shelter and the clothing, what is suitable for such a person. فإن كان شخص عنده مسكن فوق ما يليق به وليس عنده زيادة عن ذلك للحج هذا يعد لا يعني هذا المسكن وكان لو باع هذا المسكن استطاع أن يجد مسكنا لائقا به مع زيادة تكفيه للحج فهذا يعد واجدا للزيادة واجدا مستطيعا للحج ليش؟ لأن هذا المسكن فوق ما يليق به فلا يمنع وجوب الحج عليه if someone owns a house which is which exceeds what is considered suitable for him. Well, how do they say fancy? Luxurious. A luxurious house. In a way that if he sells this and he doesn't have anything in excess of that, but if he sells this house, he can buy a house which is less luxurious, which is suitable for him, and have enough money to perform al-hajj in excess of his basic needs. In this case, such a person is considered able to perform al-hajj. الله فيكم ما شاء الله تشرب حاجة هذا شاي وحليب هذاك ما بعرف أنا شغل بشوف أما إذا كان عند الشخص أما إن لم يكن عند الشخص مسكن يليق به وكان ما معه لا يكفي ليؤمن مسكنا يليق به فهذا لا يعد مستطيعا. Now if the person does not have a suitable shelter, lodging, and what he has in excess of that is not enough to get a suitable one, then he is not considered able to perform al-hajj. If someone does not have a suitable lodging, يعني he has a lodging which is not suitable for him, and what he has in excess of that is not enough to get a suitable lodging, then he is not considered able to perform al-hajj. واضح هنا. Is it clear up till here? ما شاء الله. طيب بلش فوزي. لا ما شاء الله. It differs from one place to another, and from it differs from one place to another, and it differs according to the status of the person. the social status, the status of the person. And when we say the state of the person, يعني in compliance with what the good people of his status, what is considered suitable for the religiously good people of his status. Hey, Fawzi. So did I answer your question? Yeah, okay. لا ما فرض يبيعه، لكن إذا كان يعد واجدا بده يروح يحج. هلا بيتدين بيعمل شيء تاني، لكن هذا صار مستطيعا، ليس فرضا أن يبيعه. لا، one is if one has a house that is beyond his needs, it is not an obligation upon him to sell it to go to Al-Hajj. But if he is considered able to go to Al-Hajj, he needs to go. Now he borrows money, he does something else, he sells a part of the house, it's up to him. But he is able, so he needs to go to Al-Hajj. This is what it means. طيب. إذا كان فوق أي يقومه حتى يعرف أنه يزيد عن ذلك. نعم عبد الرحيم. To go, yeah. If he is considered, able. If he has what exceeds his debt and his lodging, clothing, etc., as we mentioned. Yeah. Included. Yeah, the food for that time, the clothing for that season, like that. طيب. أيضا يشترط، قلنا يشترط أن يكون. If you have questions, we'll take them later, inshallah. أيضا يشترط أن يكون عنده ما يزيد عن مؤنته ومؤنة من عليه نفقتهم، أليس كذلك؟ هذا يشمل أن يكون ما عنده زائدا عن نفقة إعفاف أبيه، يعني إذا كان أبوه يحتاج أن يتزوج والولد ذكرا كان أو أنثى عنده ما يزيد عن حاجاته، لكن هذا الزائد يحتاجه لإعفاف أبيه، أي لأن أباه بحاجة للزواج خوفا من أن يقع في الزنا، فإنه عند ذلك لا يعد مستطيعا للحج، لأنه يجب عليه أن يعف أباه. هذا من جملة النفقة الواجبة على الولد للأب، هذا إن كان الأب فقيرا. أما إن كان الأب يستطيع أن إعفاف نفسه فلا يجب ذلك على الولد. We said yesterday, if you remember, that for one to be able to be considered able to perform al-hajj, to go to al-hajj, he needs to have something in excess of his basic needs and and the obligatory support that he needs to afford to other people. طيب. Among that is the issue of marrying his father. If the issue of helping his father to get married, if his father is poor and needs to get married, if his father is poor, needs to get married, because he's worried if he doesn't get married, he might fall into sins. So in this case, it is an obligation upon the son or the daughter to help the father to do that. So if one has what exceeds his basic needs, but he needs that money to help his poor father to marry in the previous case, then such a person is not considered able to go to Al-Hajj, because it is an obligation upon him to help his father to get married. Not like some people do. If their father is in need to get married, they oppose him. Some people do that, don't they? Yeah, for several reasons, for different reasons. Sometimes, so he doesn't get children that inherit with them, for example, or for other reasons. This is haram. This is haram. إن كان الولد إن كان الأب فقيرا محتاجا للزواج والولد مستطيعا فلم يساعد والده في ذلك فهو فاسق. If the father is poor and in need to get married, and the son or the daughter, they have enough money in excess of the basic needs to help the father to do that, and they do not do it, then they are enormous sinners. By that. من الكبائر. طيب. الداب يكسب له قلبه لأبيه. لو فقط نظرت إلى هذا. طيب بعد أن تكلمنا عن الاستطاعة لننتقل للكلام عن أركان الحج. نعم تفضل عبد الله. Are you, if you go to Al-Hajj, are you, you can't do that physically? You can't travel? I know, but you cannot travel. Does it cause you harm if you travel? Okay. So if you can, then you pay that person to go with you and help you to perform Al-Hajj. You hire that person. Because even if one is able to walk, even if one is able to walk, يعني has the strength to go around al-Kaaba, he can do it while carried, even if he is able to walk, or while riding an animal. One of the wives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, she went around Al-Kaaba, she made a tawaf while riding a camel. So you can do it. No. بس ما هو الأم ما اللي عم فكر فيه شو حبيبي اوكي ويل ستوب فور ا وايل الله يبارك فيكم تاخذ أم من محلي ولا you heard what was said ما شاء الله one time شيخ عبد الله was traveling He arrived. He was traveling by plane, يعني, for a long distance, 5 hours or so. And he arrived. يعني until he got to the house where he would sleep, it was 3 a.m. 3 a.m. And that night, he did not pray at tahajjud yet. He didn't have the chance. He was in the plane to pray at tahajjud. You know what's at tahajjud? To after praying al-isha, and after you sleep, you wake up at night and you pray during the night. Optional prayers. So, yani usually. If I'm in that situation, I'll go directly to sleep. And then I might not be awake at the subh time. What Sheikh did is he told one of the brothers, please stay awake for more 30 minutes, half an hour. I'll sleep now and you will wake me up after half an hour. So because he was not sure that he's going to wake up if he sleeps. So he asked the brother to stay awake. And then he slept for half an hour, only half an hour. And then the brother woke him up. He woke up, he made wudu, and he prayed whatever he prayed. And then later, he went back to sleep. Yani coming before 7, it is much easier than this. Much easier than this. MashaAllah. About certain issues down deep in his heart, Sheikh Abdullah is, very. No, I don't want to say consistent on the like. No, I want to say very settled. I want to say something else. I don't want to say relaxed, but there is something else that you would say. Very stable, maybe. Very, very, very stable. He knows what he wants. Khalas. It's one issue. He doesn't, it's one target, one issue, one thing, just nothing else. One objective, only one. Some people might, yeah. One objective, just like that. Like many times many people come to Sheikh Abdullah and they talk with him, etc. And you don't know, يعني you might not know how usually this is devastating sometimes. One time I went through this experience where I couldn't be alone at all. I tried to be alone, I wasn't successful, except in the bathroom. I'm not joking. And this is what happens with Sheikh Abdullah for years. This is what is going with him since many, 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 many years. So one time, no, not more than one time, he was asked, aren't you bothered by this? Yani, not just directly, but kind of. And then what he said, no, this doesn't bother me. This does not bother me. Yes, he needs sometimes to be alone. He needs to do things. But in terms of bothering, he said, this does not bother me. If someone is not deeply settled, he wouldn't get to that point. That people, if people come to him every little while, every little while, every little while, every little, always there are people around him. You cannot imagine. In the past, especially before certain years, like those who know Sheikh Abdullah, and even now, mashallah, we can't do what he does. But especially those who knew him before 15 years, even 10 years, but before 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, Sheikh Abdullah, he wouldn't go to his room, even in his house. He'd be sitting with people, then he goes into the bathroom, then he comes back, he prays with the people, all the time there, and he's asked and asked and asked and asked, and he gives classes, and he was giving class, and he was asked, and all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. And then at the end, maybe around midnight or before that, he would go to his room, and then he would take a book to read. And then after that, and maybe you don't know what it means, take a book to read. Try to stay with Sheikh Abdullah awake, when he's awake to read or something like that. You'll not be able to do that. After a little while, be doing like this. I know it. It's not. And then after that, when he, yani, sometimes he notices that people around him are tired. He says, "Okay, let's sleep." And then you go to sleep. If you sleep next to him or in the same room, then after a while you open your eyes and you'll find Sheikh Abdullah making zikr. And then at one moment, you would jump up, you would wake up as if someone woke you up. And you would look and you would find Sheikh Abdullah, after making wudu, everything, standing at the entrance of the room and looking at you, just looking at you. It's not only me, many people experience that. Many people. How they are awakened just by him looking to the person. He would be standing there, looking to the person. And this is how he goes every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. How can someone do that except if he is deep in his heart, completely settled, that all what I want is to do what makes me safe in the hereafter, safe in the hereafter. That's it. and yeah, how would someone be very, very, very soft as Sheikh Abdullah is, and very, very, very strong as he is, very, very knowledgeable as he is, very, very humble as he is, very, very considering as he is. I know I can't describe. I'm talking, I cannot describe. You need to go through that to know what this really means. I cannot describe. For years and years and years and years, he only... It's the same thing, the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. He eats the same food. He eats the same amount. A little bit. He doesn't eat alone. And always, yani, sometimes you know how they do, the brothers, and you put something for Sheikh Abdullah, you tell him, this is for you. So he eats a little bit more. And then he wouldn't say no. He would eat maybe one or two bites, and then he would feed the others what's in there. And for years and years, he goes, he's doing the same, exactly the same. Exactly the same. He would give the same class, the same... He would repeat the same statements of everyone whom he thinks is in need to hear those statements. And he wouldn't ask someone else to tell that person those statements. Amazing. Amazing. Very, very rarely, yani... It is so rare, very rare, that Sheikh Abdullah would shout at someone, would address, yani, in a, I don't want to shout, yeah, would address, yani, with strong words, if you want, with a strong way, someone, very rare. And even when he does that, he's very polite. Very polite. Although, yani, it is enough that he looks at you, so you feel that your heart is falling down out of fear sometimes. So, yani, how would that happen except if he is very, very deeply in his heart, he's settled. That's it. Whenever there is a need to warn, he warns. Taking this strong position in warning does not mean treating other people in a harsh way. Dealing in this nice way with others, suitable way, the proper way with others, does not mean not to give advice. Being so strong, so knowledgeable, and so loved by his followers does not mean for him to backbite anyone or to say bad things about anyone, except when there is a need to warn against this person only. Amazing. If one of us, yani, not one of us, yani, us, I mean people like me. I don't know what happens if someone like me would have like 1/10 of 1/20 of 1/100, do you say it this way? Yeah. Of that power. Allahu A'lam. But he is not seeking it. He is not seeking it. And sometimes he would amaze you. He would come to you and say, what do you think about this issue? What's your opinion about this issue? And you would look like that. Like, you would be shocked. So either you say something or you don't say anything. Or you say whatever you think. Sometimes it differs from one situation to another. This is not the issue. The issue is, you know, later through other channels, if you know Sheikh Abdullah very well, you know that he is very sincere by asking you about your opinion. But then you know later through other channels that he really was listening to what you were saying. He was really considering it. And he thinks highly of you. And you would feel like... how would someone be like that? Except if he is really, he doesn't care at all about those worldly matters, about this dunya at all, period. Subhanallah. I went with Sheikh Abdullah to visit some people, and Sheikh Abdullah knew their father. The father was a sheikh, a good sheikh. Sheikh Abdullah knew their father. Now the children, they have, I think, grandsons, granddaughters. So he went to visit them. Those children are very wealthy people, powerful people in the society. Some of them are very known politicians, etc. After 20 years, Sheikh Abdullah went to see them after the death of their father. And by the way, he does that. He would be sitting and he would tell someone, like 30 years ago, I went to this house and those people, they invited me to their house. I went there and they invited me. I slept one night at their house. Would you go please check? What is the situation? And give them my salam, etc. In the past, he used to do it by himself. Now, because of his health, he asks others to do it. He does that many times. So he went to visit them, to see how are they, etc. 20 years, after 20 years. He did not forget. And he did not ignore that. So he went to check how's their situation, etc. They invited Sheikh Abdullah to a place, and it was a ranch. And they brought food, and it was a lot. I will not describe how it was. And he got there, and as usual, he did what he is used to do, exactly. The same thing. So one of them, he told me, wow, this man did not change. He is acting the same way he used to act like 25 years ago. I didn't comment. I know that. He ate the same way he did exact, he said exactly what he is used to say. He spent maybe 45 minutes or so. Then he left. He ate a little bit of his food that he brought with him because of his health, etc. And we ate from the other food. And he left. That's how he is. And maybe this is why it is difficult for someone who knows Sheikh Abdullah to be attached very much to another Sheikh. Because without realizing it, one starts to make comparison, and the result is, it immediately comes up. I'm not saying he's the best man on earth now or among the best sheikhs. I'm not the best sheikh. I'm not saying that. Allah knows better. Just I'm saying what. Comes to my heart. Subhanallah. Since Sheikh Abdullah came, he came to Lebanon to live in Lebanon, to stay in Lebanon, when you say the 70s, it means 60 something or 70 something? 70 something. At the end of the 60s. So the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and for how many years until now? 46, 47 years. Until now, Sheikh Abdullah would tell someone, would take out, for example, money from his pocket, and he takes it out and he just, I don't know how, it's a different way. You can tell just from that it doesn't mean a lot to him, this thing, the money. And he tells someone, go and buy this. And is this enough? Like, as if, to make it close, as if I give you $1,000 and I tell you, please buy me what? A Coke. And then I ask, is this enough? And then you'd be looking at Sheikh Abdullah, you don't know what to say. And then you say, much more than enough. He would say, yeah, okay. So until now, he doesn't know. What is the price of this? What's the price of that? What is this amount of money? This amount? He has a general idea, of course. But not more than that. From time to time, he asks, what is enough for someone to live as usual? From time to time, he asks about that. That's all. Oof. years, many, many years ago, before the AICP, or before the association was established in Lebanon. So before that, I know I took a lot of time, but this is, it's okay. Someone came to Sheikh Abdullah, he gave him a certain amount of money in a bag. And he told him that, and he spend this money the way you want, the way you think it is suitable. So later, a few days later, Sheikh Abdullah tells someone, go into my room, take from underneath the pillow a bag, and take it to so-and-so, give it to him. Tell him this is yours. Take it. So that brother went, he didn't find anything under the pillow. And the amount of money was under the bed. It fell. And then he took it. He went, because that person gave that money to Sheikh Yani. It's not it's not a trust. If it was a trust, oh, you should see what Sheikh Abdullah does with a trust. Wow. That's a whole different issue. A whole different issue. Oh, he's very strict about that. Very, very strict about that. Very strict about that. If anyone gives him a trust, and then even if he puts it in a safe place, etc., everything, many times, if he wants to leave the house or the place, he tells you, stay here. And if you leave, yeah. So, anyway, he found it under the bed, he took it, and he gave it to that person. He was a poor one, a really poor person. So that person take that money, and do you know what he did with it? Guess. He bought a house. Yeah? Just for you to know what that means, what this means. He bought a house. He was in need. He was in need for a house. He didn't have, he was very poor. And he got that money, he bought a house. I don't think Sheikh Abdullah even counted the money or looked at it, or just nothing. طيب. Let us stop here. Allah knows best. Inshallah, we'll continue the next. Because we start at 12:30 and it's now 11:30. So, Faddal, if you have any questions, go ahead. Yes, Ladi. يعني مكان تنام فيه ومطبخ وخلاء مثل هذا. لا ما بقول بغض النظر اللي بالعادي أهل الفضل من أمثال الشخص يسكنونه. Yes, Elias, go ahead. No, he is permanently ill. Yes, when I talked about the one that is who is permanently ill. Now for the one who is now ill, but it is hoped for him to get better the next year. I'll review and give you the answer later, inshallah. Yes, yes. Saddal Shahid. If it is a debt, it's simple. Any debt, either it is due or not. In both cases, for one to be considered able to go to Al-Hajj, he needs to have what exceeds the debt. Correct. Saddam. إذا كان عنده بيت زيادة عما يليق به، لكن لو باعه لوجد بيتا يليق به وكان عنده ما يستطيع أن يحج به زائدا عما ذكرنا، هذا ليس شرطا أن يبيعه، بس هذا واجب عليه الحج. Let me first read. If a married woman is able to go on Al-Hajj, but she cannot pay for her mahram to go, since she is able to go, is it an obligation for her husband to take her? No, it is not an obligation on her husband to take her. Even he might tell her, I want a salary, a fee to go with you. Yeah. He might. Just as she might tell him, I want a fee to breastfeed the child, the baby. Yeah, she might. I can't hear you. Someone has a luxurious house. If he sells that house, then the issue is, can he buy, not rent, buy another house which is suitable for him. Go ahead, sister. Okay. If someone wants to go to Al-Hajj, but they delay, they are able, but they delay it, can they make a will that if they die, someone goes on their behalf? Yeah, they can. But anyway, if they leave, if the person dies and leaves the... an inheritance, then the inheritors, before they divide the inheritance among themselves, if that person did not go to Al-Hajj and that person was able to, they need to put aside what is enough to make Al-Hajj and Al-Umrah on the behalf of that person, whether the person makes a will or not about that. Go ahead. Yes. If someone needs to make up days of Ramadan and then this person dies before doing that, then it is permissible for others to make up those days on his behalf. His children or other people, it is permissible. So they might come together, let's say 20 days, they might come together, 20 people among them, and each one fasts one day on the behalf of the dead person, and that would be done. For example, or one person fasts all the days, or two people, or the like. ثلاثة عليهم بيتقاسموها إذا كان عنده إذا كان الثلاثة قادرين. If the father supporting the poor father is an obligation upon all his solvent children, males or females, males and females. So if someone has four children, two males and two females, and all of them they have what exceeds their needs, their basic needs, then, and they have a poor father, then the four of them are obligated to support him. So they come together and they figure out how to do that. Maybe one of them would tell the others, I will take care of that on your behalf. That works. Or they agree that each one would give a share. They agree to get, but they have all to do that. يعني, let me rephrase it. It is an obligation upon all of them. تفضل. ما فيهم يقسموا الورثة لابد يشيلوا على جنب ما بيصح لا يصح قسمة التركة حتى يفرز هذا أثموا ولم تصح القسمة بعض الأئمة عند بعض الأئمة قالوا القسمة صحت بعضهم قال القسمة صحت أي يعني المال تملكوه حل I can't hear you if a woman is in her can she still why not عدة صوت menstruation you mean If she is in al-idda and the idda doesn't end until the after the day of Arafah, no, she cannot go. She is not able. ولكن بينفقوا عليه وعلى زوجته كيف لكن؟ بكيف لكن If the father is poor and the father is married then the children they had to support the father and his wife of course his wife who is not their mother of course طيب تفضل حاج لا ما تقول لهم حرام لانه تلبيك كبير عليهم بيصير بس قل لهم يشيلوا مقدار حجه وعمره ويبعثوا حدا يحج عنه شو هو اللي حرام ما تقلن هيك قلن بس يبعثوا حدا عنه حاجة جواد. لا لحظة عبد الله حتى ينهي هو. Go ahead. Correct. If the father is poor. No, this child is not obligated to support the father. But he is obligated to support the mother if she is poor. Yeah. Abdullah. نعم. If the father and the mother both are dead, and the person wants to make Hajj, and okay, they could go, but they did not go until they died. You can make Hajj on their behalf, but you need to make it first for yourself, then you can make it on their behalf. Yes. You make it on the behalf of one, then the next year on behalf of the other one. Yes. Tafadhal Muhammad. صح. إن كان الوالد فقيرا فزوجوه نفقة الزوجة زوجته أيضا على الأولاد. من ينفق عليها ولو لم تكن أمهم؟ لكن يعني ينفقون عليها طالما هي زوجة أبيهم. يعني بالأصل هذا المال يعطى لأبيهم لينفق على زوجته ما يكفي لينفق على الزوجة. أيوة. لا هون نحن نقول هو في الأصل كان متزوجا ثم افتقر، لأنه إن كان فقيرا واحتاج للزواج واحدة تكفي للحاجة، لا يجب عليهم أن يزوجوه ثانية وثالثة لا ليس واجبا. أما إن كان غنيا ثم افتقر، أراجع وأرد لك الجواب. الفقهاء يذكرون هذه المسألة، لكن أحتاج أن أراجع قبل أن أرد لك الجواب. بارك الله فيك. طيب تفضل فوزي. أوكي إيزر. يس. يس. No, well, when we say he is in need to get married, so one wife is enough to satisfy the need. They don't have to help him to marry a second one. One wife is enough for that. No, they don't have to help him. If he wants to get to marry a second one, no, they don't have to help him. No, it's not an obligation upon them. If one satisfies, then it's enough. اتفضل خالد. How would it doesn't work? Because they need one needs to perform al-hajj first for himself. He can't do it at the same year for the payments. What he can do at the same year is al-umrah. Because al-umrah, he can finish it several times. He can do several umrahs in a short period of time. Wafiq. اتفضل احمد. بالتساوي. The children, males and females, are obligated equally to support their poor parent. Equally. Males and females are obligated equally to support their poor parent. طيب بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نقف هنا. Let's stop here for now. نكمل في الثانية عشرة والنصف إن شاء الله 12:30 will continue. بارك الله فيكم. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم